quick pin in the 215-pound consolations while we were at break. Carson Kiger of Peters Township gets the fall over Nag of South Fayette.
And now we've got heavyweights on mat number two in consolation action. Dawson Dobbins of Moon, Donovan Goins of South Fayette. They are scoreless halfway through the first period. On mat number one, it's 215-pound consolation action. Is Mahabullah Amini of Baldwin is leading 6-1 over Robert Modello of Chartiers Valley.
Glad to have you along here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. And on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, two great partners that have made all of this broadcasting possible over the last year. Here at South Fayette for the AAA Individual Wrestling Sectionals. Top six wrestlers today will move on to the WPIAL tournament next week. We are in consolations right now, awaiting the semifinals.
And running through pretty quickly today. We're already at 215 pounds and heavyweight, although we are kind of spread over as we have 160-pound consolations and 172 pounds out here. All depends on how much time you've had in between matches.
That's right.
So you can get that allotted time. And I can't remember if it's 30 or 45 minutes, but you have to have a certain amount of break in between your matches.
Right now over on mat number four, Liam Havanek of Montour taking on Tegan Barr of Trinity in the 172-pound consolations. Barr with a 3-0 lead. Got a win for Maxim Miller of Bethel Park. A tech fall over Peter Kale of Mount Lebanon in 160 pounds.
On mat number two now, Dobbins out of Moon up 3-0 over Goins of South Fayette. And here we are in the third period on mat number one, 215-pound consolation action. Robert Modello of Chartiers Valley trying to make a match out of this as he now trails by two to Mahabullah Amini of Chartiers Valley.
Barr and Havanek get underway in the second period. Havanek starting on top.
And make a match out of it he is. Modello looking for the fall right down here on mat number one. Nope, check that. I had him backwards. Amini looking for the fall, and he'll get the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 48 seconds in favor of Mahabullah Amini of Baldwin over Robert Modello of Mount Lebanon.
Mathis Miller with the takedown for Bethel Park. And two back points to go up 5-0 over Michael Otto of South Fayette at 189 pounds.
Nate, let me correct that. He was out of Chartiers Valley, not Mount Lebanon. So, Modello, that is. Just to clarify.
Three takedown points for Tegan Barr of Trinity. He goes up 8-0 over Liam Havanek. Is in the 172-pound consolations.
And in the heavyweight consolation, time will run out in the second period. Dobbins out of Moon, up 6-0 over Goins of South Fayette.
Miller still leading Otto at 189 pounds, 5-0. I think a reversal point coming. 2 points, that is, for Miller to make it 7-0. Eight nothing for Tegan Barr over Havanek. Barr of Trinity with 25 seconds remaining second period. Getting some back points coming to him here. Looking for the fall. Tegan Barr over there on mat number four. He's got it. Comes at 3:45 for Tegan Barr. I think we had a fall on mat two as well.
We do. We have a fall on mat two. Dobbins is your winner. Time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 32 seconds. And he'll pick up the fall over Donovan Goins of South Fayette.
Now coming up on mat number four in the 215-pound consolations, Khalil Razapour of Moon and Tegan Gates of West Allegheny. Back points coming here on mat number three for Mathis Miller of Bethel Park, leading 7-0, and another fall.
Yep, right down here below us. And your winner is going to be Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon as he picks up a fall over Dane Cox of Blackhawk. Time of the fall was going to be 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Four back points coming to Miller now of Bethel Park. Make it 11-0 over Michael Otto of South Fayette in the 189-pound consolation. Working our way up to the heavyweights in the second round of consolation semifinals coming up next. Back points over on mat number four. Khalil Razapour with the takedown for Moon, trying to roll Tegan Gates of West Allegheny over to his back. I think they called it potentially dangerous. What
no,
they call
it?
Over there?
It was a fall.
Oh, it was a fall?
Yeah, it was a fall.
All right, well, sorry. I feel bad. I totally missed that. Thank you. 146 for Khalil Razapour of Moon.
We have the big guys down here on mat number one, too, as Edric Williams of Trinity is wrestling Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan. They are scoreless early in the first period.
Miller now up 14-0 over Otto in the 189-pound consolation. An escape point awarded to Otto to start the third period. And quick takedown by Miller. We'll make that a tech fall for Mathis Miller over Michael Otto at 189 pounds. Comes at 4:24.
Now we have Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg up on mat number two against Alex Zavalis of Upper St. Clair. Heavyweight action, consolations.
We're done on both mats three and four. We're just up to the heavyweights. We'll step aside, recap what we've got out there and what's left for you here in the second round of consolations from South Fayette on greensports.net and WJPA.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Back here at South Fayette, up to the heavyweight bouts now at 285 pounds. Edric Williams of Trinity leading Owen Rush of Cannon Mack 1-0, and Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg and Alex Zavalis of Upper St. Clair scoreless.
And usually what they do with the semifinals, and maybe it's different this year, we'll have to check, normally they'll run the semifinals on mats 2 and 3 and consolations on 1 and 4, but we'll check and see if that's what they're going
to
do.
And we're waiting to see if we're going to have a break either just between the finals and those consolations or between the semifinals. Can recap the rest maybe for you.
Well, in the Levi Yost Llewellyn match from Waynesburg, he's up 2-1 now as he got a reversal to start the second period, and then Zavalis got an escape. So they're on their feet, 2-1. Yost Llewellyn leading Zavalis with a minute to go in the second period. We'll keep it here, Nate, and then we'll do the update after this, if that's okay.
I think that sounds great.
Okay. Head-to-head, Yost Llewellyn and Zavalis. We're down to 35 seconds to go here in the second period. Back into this head tie again, forehead to forehead. Neither wrestler really gaining an advantage. And as I say that, a snap down spin around by Zavalis. He'll get the takedown, and he'll go up 4-2. Oh, no, now he's got Yost Llewellyn on his back. And the Waynesburg wrestler's in trouble, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 55 seconds in favor of Alex Zavalis of Upper St. Clair over Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg. And we've got one more heavyweight bout, and that is down here on mat number one, Owen Rush of Cannon Mack, leading Edric Williams of Trinity 4-1. Let's keep it right here, Nate, and then we'll do the update. There's only 40 seconds to go in the third period. Like I said, Rush leading over Williams. Rush riding on top here. Time ticking down to 30 seconds to go. And we have a leak in our roof, Nate. Mat number two. Time ticking down here on mat number one. Down to 14 seconds to go. Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan leading 4-1 over Edric Williams of Trinity. And now on his back is Williams of Trinity. And it's going to be back points for Rush. Time will run out. No fall. But 4 near fall points will be awarded to Rush. The final score is going to be 8-1 in favor of Cannon McMillan's Owen Rush over Edric Williams of Trinity. And that is our last heavyweight bout. We're going to step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off Exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with family medicine, internal medicine, or pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Back here at South Fayette for WPIAL AAA Wrestling Sectionals. Nate Rigotti alongside Sam McCollum for you today on this joint broadcast on Green Sports and WJPA. Just wrapped up the second round of consolations. Have a couple of weight classes to recap for you. At 189 pounds, Mathis Miller of Bethel Park with a tech fall over Michael Otto of South Fayette, 17-1 at 324. Also at 189, Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon with a fall over David Hu of Upper St. Clair at 46 seconds. At 215 pounds, Mabala Amini of Baldwin with a pin of Robert Modello of Chartiers Valley at 348. Carson Kiger of Peters with a fall over Nag of South Fayette at 27 seconds. Khalil Razapour of Moon with a fall over Tegan Gates of West Allegheny at 46 seconds. And Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon pinned Dane Cox of Blackhawk at 128. Just two bouts at 285 in the consolations. Alex Zavalos of Upper St. Clair with a fall over Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg at 255. And Dawson Dobbins of Moon with a fall of Donovan Goines of South Fayette at 332. Sam, you were just on the phone. I think we're trying to get an update. We're up here in the crow's nest looking out. Does not look like we're going to go right into the semifinals with some guys warming up on the mats right now.
Well, they talked about a five-minute break right now, but what happened is we have a leak in the roof on mat number two, so they have to move it to the right about 10 feet to get it away from the water dripping, and then they will go right into the semifinals and the next round of consolations.
Oh, my goodness. So
at the end of the consolation finals, there will be a half-hour break before the finals.
They got a long way to move that, and got to get some other things out of the way to be able to move that mat enough, I think. So they are going to slide mat number two towards we're like what would be underneath the basketball. Really, we're on we're at like the baseline of the basketball floor in the gymnasium and looking out, stacked on top of each other, one, two, three, four. But if you're in the bleachers on each sideline, basically, you know, it's across left to right. We're top to bottom. So it's to our right, but it's towards the player's bench to create some room there for that second mat. So there is going to be a couple of minute break here, but not a big one to get to the semifinals.
You know what? Let me run down who's going to be in the semifinals.
That's what I was just going to ask you to do, my friend.
Perfect. We'll do Peters Township, Canham, Mac, Trinity, and Waynesburg. Let you know who you have. For Peters Township, McMillan at 152, Stromach at heavyweight, and McGarity at 107 are in the semifinals. For Canham McMillan, 121, you have Gardner, Hartman at 133, Calgaro at 145, Solomon at 172, Collins at 189, and Collins at 215. For Waynesburg, you have Huff at 127, Evans at 160, Stevenson at 189, and Tustin at 215. For Trinity, you have Jennings at 114, Hoy at 107, Jennings at 114, Canale at 127, Allison at 139, Bruckner at 160, Bruckner at 189, and Holub at 215, and that's the way your semis are going to look for those four teams. So we've got just a brief break here, give the wrestlers kind of a break. Like I said, each wrestler has to have a break in between their matches. This will kind of let everybody catch up, so we should be able to run the semifinals straight through and knock out most of the consolations too. So.
And I assume we're going to take another break between the semifinals and the finals.
We are. They said it'll be a half-hour break before the finals.
We're not going to break our link, so if you're listening online, this will be the same length the entire time. You won't have to go find anything else separately for the semifinals or the finals, even with that half-hour break. We're going to play some WJPA radio during that break just to fill the time there until we're ready to go in the finals here from South Fayette. We'll step aside again, take a look at the broadcast schedule for both Green Sports and WJPA in the coming days when we come back here from the AAA sectional wrestling here on WJPA and Green Sports.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Back here at South Fayette, we are set, I think, for the semifinals and third round of consolations. There will be a half-hour break between the semifinals and the finals. The wrestlers were out there warming up, running around the mat. They've moved the one that is an issue with the rain. Though I will tell you, it's right off. I mean, it's still on the mat. It's just not in the actual circle, but, I mean,
you have to beware of the bucket.
Are they going to leave the bucket there or a towel? Or what are they going to do here? Interesting.
Well, and that's where the semifinal bout is going to be.
Well, they might have to move that. They might change. Semifinals were supposed to be on 2 and 3 with consolations on 1 and 4. We'll see if that's going to be what they continue to do here with the rain issue on mat number 2. The garbage cans there, dripping. I mean, there was snow this morning, Sam. It was hard to get here.
It was ugly.
I don't think anybody expected that snow. It's supposed to be almost 50 degrees today. Rain expected this weekend. Man, I woke up, walked out my door, and saw the snow in my car, and I said, oh, my goodness. And then the further I got north to come up here to South Fayette, the worse the snow got. It was a little bit rainier and slushier closer to home. But the further you came up into Allegheny County to get to South Fayette, yep, the more snow there was. And it's not like South Fayette's right off the interstate. The highway was not bad, but taking those little township roads to get back here to South Fayette High School was not easy. So there is some rain. It's raining outside now. There's snow that was on the roof, and it's leaking here, right? I mean, what were you doing if you're playing basketball? If you're playing a basketball game, it is literally right. It's inside the center court circle. It's just at the midcourt.
You know, it's like the old games you used to play as a kid when you play football and you had an all-time quarterback. I'm all-time towel guy. So as soon as the team runs down by, I'm out there drying the floor.
It does look like we're ready to go. We're going to get underway. Consolation on mat number 1.
It is. It is Alisha Abdurakhmanov out of Upper St. Clair and Gabe Steiner of Mount Lebanon. And I'm kind of waiting to see where they're going to put the semifinals because they have them on 2 and 3, and I think they might leave them like that.
They're going to at least move the garbage can, but I think we're going to leave the towel on mat number 2. Consolation match over here. Close to a pin.
Yeah, let's switch it up a little bit. You watch mats 1 and 4.
I like that.
And I'll watch the semifinals on 2 and 3.
I like your thinking. Over on mat 4 in the consolations, Nolan Moore of Blackhawk and Brock Dennison of South Fayette. And here on mat number 1 at 114-pound consolation, Gabe Steiner of Mount Lebanon. And Abdurakhmanov. And Abdurakhmanov has a 7-0 lead.
And I have to tell you, it's funny because when they come over to check in at the head table, I kind of cheat sometimes by asking them their name so that they have to pronounce their last name. And I said, son, what's your name? He said, Alisher. That's his first name. I'm like, no, I need that huge last name. So, yeah, kind of funny. Hey, semifinal action, 107 pounds on mat number 2. Bryce Thomas out of Moon, Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township. The other semifinal at 107 is Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, Jackson Hoy of Trinity. Scoreless on both mats. And should be good bouts. Thomas comes in with a record of 26-9. McGarity with a record of 30-4. In the other bout, Johnson has a record of 33-5, and Hoy has a record of 29-9. So should be some good semifinal action here.
Abdurakhmanov with a tech fall over Gabe Steiner in the 114-pound consolation, 18-0.
And as I say that, we have a couple takedowns. On mat number 2, McGarity of Peters Township will go up 3-0. And on mat number 3, Johnson of West Allegheny will go up 3-0 in their matches.
And the consolations at 121. Coming up on mat 1, Jesse Huff of Waynesburg and Landon Alt of Trinity. Brock Dennison of South Fayette has a 15-3 lead over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk. That one, 1:30 left in the second period.
A lot of action right here on mat number two as Bryce Thomas gets a reversal and makes it 3-2. Thomas out of Moon. He's trailing to McGarity out of Peters Township, but a lot of action as they go off the edge of the mat.
Semifinals and third round of consolations right now in the AAA sectional wrestling tournament. This is the Southern Sectional. Two other sectionals happening today, a northern one and an eastern one.
Now, see, you thought I was kidding about all the time towel guy.
Some guy's got to stand there with a towel on that mat where the roof is leaking.
Yes. So frustrating. You can't control that. I mean, we're joking about it, but it's not like you can control it if you're South Fayette.
That's right. Not fixing it today.
No, you're not. And you know what? That's Jesse Huff. Jesse Huff now up for Waynesburg.
Yeah, Jesse here on mat number one in the 121-pound consolations.
Back underway on semifinals here. A one-point escape on mat number two. And I believe that's going to tie our score at 3 apiece between Thomas and Moon, McGarity of Peters Township. 107 semifinal action. The other semifinal bout at 107, Michael Johnson of West Allegheny leading 3-2 over Jackson Hoy of Trinity.
We did get a tech fall, by the way, at 121. Brock Dennison of South Fayette over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk in the consolations. Brings up Ahmed Rawi of Chartiers Valley and Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair at 127 pounds.
Yeah, back over to semifinal action. We'll just stay right here on mat two because it's a great bout. Score 3-3 between Thomas and Moon and McGarity of Peters Township. Off the edge of the mat they go. We're in the second period with 1 minute remaining. And the wrestlers are on their feet. Now front headlock position for McGarity. And Thomas now tries to hit a fireman's carry. Can't quite finish it. Hanging on the top still is McGarity. It's a who's got who situation. And a referee saying no control, no control. Off the edge. No, they're on the edge. And hanging on to the leg is Thomas out of Moon. And now they're going to say they're off the edge of the mat. So no points awarded as they rolled around and rolled around between Thomas and McGarity.
Jesse Huff gets pinned. Landon Ault gets it at 2:16, time of the fall. It's in consolations. They bring up at 127 pounds Dane McMillan of Peters and Mason Bryan of West Allegheny. Over in the other 127-pound consolation, Tucker of Upper St. Clair with a 7-6 lead over Ahmed Riawi of Chartiers Valley.
And we have a fall in semifinal action as Michael Johnson caught Jackson Hoy on his back, and Johnson is going to win by fall in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. Johnson out of West Allegheny defeats Hoy of Trinity.
McMillan and Bryan back to action after going out of bounds at 127 pounds.
And that'll bring up 114-pound semifinal action. Karsten Kirchner out of Moon, Parker Jennings out of Trinity. Back down here on 107-pound semifinal, Bryce Thomas, Nicholas McGarity tied at 3 apiece. Just underway in the third period. Riding on top is McGarity. No, check that, is Thomas.
Takedown for Mason Bryan in the 127-pound consolation. He now leads Dane McMillan 3-0.
And now coming up to his feet is McGarity. He'll pick up the one-point escape, so McGarity will go up 4-3 with a minute 15 to go here in the match. And now a drag by attempt by McGarity. Can't get it to go. Reshot by Thomas. Can't get to the leg. And off the edge of the mat they'll go. So 112 remaining here in consolation action, 107 pounds, or excuse me, semifinal action, 107 pounds. And now single leg attempt by Thomas. McGarity drops over the top. And he's in a waterfall position. Thomas is. McGarity is in a waterfall position. Thomas trying to pull the arms down and work around, and we're going to have a stalemate call. 4-3, McGarity out of Peters Township, leading Thomas out of Moon. Down to 40 seconds to go. Both wrestlers on their feet. Ankle pick attempt now by Thomas. Once again, McGarity over the back into waterfall position. And now McGarity tries to grab the ankle and come around the side, but Thomas hanging on to that leg. No control. Down to 19 seconds to go.
It's a great bout, Sam.
Yeah, McGarity just hanging on top. Or excuse me. Yeah, McGarity hanging on top. Now we're going to have a stalemate call. So we've got 11 seconds to go between Thomas and McGarity. McGarity's winning 4-3. Shot in by Thomas. And once again, McGarity over the back in that waterfall position. Thomas trying to come out of the legs. And I don't think he's going to be able to do it, and he's not. Your winner is going to be Nicholas McGarity, 4-3 over Bryce Thomas. McGarity out of Peters Township, Thomas out of Moon area.
Consolation at 133. Seth Miller of Bethel Park leads Jake Wright of Trinity 5-0 at the end of the first period. Mason Bryan of West A leads Dane McMillan of Peters Township 3-1 in the 127-pound consolation.
And now we're going to bump up to 114-pound consolations, and it'll bring Lucas Carson of West Allegheny out to face Aiden Miller of Baldwin. In the other semifinal match at 114 pounds, Parker Jennings of Trinity up now 3-1 over Karsten Kirchner of Moon. Let's go over to that match as Jennings will pick up a reversal as they start the second period and go up 5-1. So Jennings out of Trinity leading 5-1 over Kirchner out of Moon area here in the second period.
Two back points for Seth Miller of Bethel Park. Jake Wright now trailing 7-0. 114 remaining second period. That's in 133-pound consies.
And now we have a one-point escape for Kirchner out of Moon. Jennings out of Trinity still leads 5-2. Both wrestlers on their feet. 120 remaining here in the second period. Now they go ear-to-ear in a head tie, but they're right on the edge of the mat. Now a shot in by Kirchner. He's in on a single leg, panning back is Jennings. Kirchner now picks him up. Jennings draped over the back in that waterfall position. And now coming back down and hanging on the single leg is Kirchner, looking for a stalemate, and there it is. 53 seconds remaining in the second period. Kirchner trailing Jennings. Now they work out of this head tie position, ear to ear. Now they get back out of that, stalk each other. Couple head taps from Jennings. A shot in by Kirchner, too far out. Jennings now bundles the arms of Kirchner and now drops down in on a single leg, picking up on the leg, and now to a double leg for the takedown is Parker Jennings, and he'll go up 8-2 with 15 seconds remaining in the second period.
Back points coming here for Dane McMillan, looking for the pin, he gets it. 5:02, the time of the fall for Dane McMillan over Mason Bryan in the 127-pound consolations.
And off the edge of the mat we go, just as time expires in the second period. So we'll go into the third period with Trinity's Parker Jennings leading 8-2 over Moon area's Karsten Kirchner.
I think we got the tech fall over at the 133-pound consolation bout. Seth Miller defeats Jake Wright at 4:27, the tech fall.
And back underway in on a single leg now is Parker Jennings as they start the third. He'll pick up the takedown and he'll go up 11-2 with a minute 35 to go in the match. Parker Jennings of Trinity leading 11-2 over Karsten Kirchner. In the other semifinal bout, we're in the second period. It's 5-0 Lucas Carson of West Allegheny over Aiden Miller of Baldwin.
Two other consolation bouts come to the mat at 133 pounds. Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley against Mateo Amoroso of Upper St. Clair. Connolly takes a 3-0 lead. And then over on mat number four at 139 pounds, Ryder Baker of Peters Township taking on Mike Griffiths of Baldwin.
Back down to the Parker Jennings match. He's up 11-2. Under a minute to go in the third period as he rides on top. Now sitting out around the front is Kirchner. Tries to headhunt. He does. He'll come out around the front. Is he going to get the escape? There it is. 1 point escape for Kirchner. Jennings still leads 11-3 with 40 seconds remaining.
Lucas Carson got the pin in the other semifinal at 2:45.
Perfect. Thank you, Nate. This one's going to wind down to 30 seconds to go. Another takedown for Parker Jennings. He'll go up 14-3 over Kirchner. So it looks like Jennings will move out into the finals for the Trinity Hillers. Down to 10 seconds to go. And that's the way it's going to end up. 14-3. Parker Jennings of Trinity is your winner over Karsten Kirchner of Moon Area.
Logan Connolly leading Amoroso in the 133-pound consolation bout, 8-0. Other consolation going on right now at 139 pounds. Mike Griffiths of Baldwin leading Ryder Baker of Peters Township, 3-0, as the second period gets underway.
We're now up to 121 pounds in the semifinal bout. And I believe we just had a fall. That is Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny picking up the fall over Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon in 41 seconds in the semifinals at 121 pounds. And in the other semifinal at 121 pounds, Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park, scoreless with Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. So we'll go over to that match. Actually, before we do, we're going to step aside here and take a break. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Consolations and semifinals going on right now. We know the finals in 107 will be McGarity of Peters and Johnson of West Allegheny. Finals at 114 will be Carson of West Allegheny and Jennings of Trinity. And we have at least Bencho now into the finals at 121 and another bout on the mat right now.
And we do. It is Pierce Reinhardt and Gianno Gardner. They are scoreless halfway through the first period. Back over to Evan Sala and Colton Fisher at 127 pounds. 3-0. Sala out of Mount Lebanon picked up a takedown early, and that is the score, 3-0 over Fisher of Bethel Park.
139-pound consolation on mat number four right now. Mike Griffiths leading Ryder Baker of Peters Township 3-0. Now at 139 pounds on mat one, we have Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack leading Jacob Chaikin of Montour 3-1 as the first period comes to a close.
And Sala out of Mount Lebanon picked up that early takedown, cradled Fisher up but had him off the edge of the mat, but hasn't been any points awarded since then. At time, we'll run out here in the first period. We'll go into the second with Mount Lebanon's Evan Sala leading 3-0 over Colton Fisher of Bethel Park, 127-pound semifinal action. Heading into the second period also, but it is scoreless between Reinhardt of Bethel Park and Gardner of Cannon McMillan. And we'll go over to that match. Gardner of Canamac will start in the top position in the second period. Coming up to his feet is Pierce Reinhardt. Reinhardt fighting for hand control. And Gardner will trip him back down. They're over on the edge of the mat as Reinhardt comes back up to his feet. Gardner just takes him off the edge. 1:42 remaining here in the second period. Scoreless between Gardner of Cannon Mack and Reinhardt of Bethel Park.
Finnegan of Cannon Mack at the 139-pound consolations, leading Chaikin of Montour 6-2.
Gardner and Reinhardt back underway. Reinhardt comes up to his feet, turns in, picks up a one-point escape, and that'll make it 1-0 in Reinhardt's favor.
139-pound consolation. Mike Griffiths of Baldwin leading Ryder Baker 7-0, trying to flip him to his back. Just 23 seconds remaining in the third period there.
Still on their feet. 1:15 to go here in the second. Gardner and Reinhardt. Semifinal action of 121 pounds. Now a shot in by Gardner. He's in on a single leg. Panning back hard is Reinhardt. Reinhardt now reaches around the side to grab the ankle. Gardner hanging on to this leg. Reinhardt trying to come around the side. Reinhardt close to breaking the grasp, and he does. Can he come around the side? No. Gardner puts out an arm and stops him, and they come back up on their feet.
Be a final over on Matt Ford, 139 pounds. Mike Griffiths defeats Ryder Baker. Major decision, 10-0.
Back over in the other semifinal bout, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon up 7-0 now over Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Back over to Gardner and Reinhardt. Gardner in on a single leg again. Reinhardt drapes over the side, or over the back, now switches to the side, grabs the ankle. He's coming around the side. And they're right on the edge of the mat. And off the edge of the mat they go. Just as time expires in the second period, we'll head to the third with Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park leading 1-0 over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. And I believe it was Gardner's choice, and he chose neutral.
30 seconds remaining, second period. The 139-pound consolation, Chaikin of Montour, Finnegan of Cannon Mack. A 9-8 lead for Chaikin right now. Cannon Mack's Finnegan trying to use that leg to flip Finnegan over. Can't quite make it happen yet.
We are underway. Both wrestlers work from their feet. Now a single leg shot by Gardner. Can't quite get to the leg. Coming around the side is Reinhardt. Can he get there? No. And now a readjustment by Gardner. He's in a little bit better position. And now trying to hit a funk roll is Reinhardt. Gardner comes back up on top. Gardner will get the takedown and catch Reinhardt on his back. Gardner looking for the fall. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go. Referee down looking close. Gardner trying to readjust. And now he will readjust, go chest to chest, trying to push that shoulder down, and there it is. That's the fall. Your winner, Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. Time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes and five, or 5 minutes and 5 seconds. As he defeats Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park.
Great bout there. 145 consolations. Devin Junko of Trinity leading A.J. McGarity of Peters Township 4-0. Minute remaining second period there at 139 pounds. 120 left third period. Jacob Chaikin 10. Aiden Finnegan 8. Those two still going at it here on mat number one.
Any other consolation bout at 120, or semifinal bout at 127 pounds. Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon was your winner, 10-0. Now, 127-pound semifinal action. Floyd Huff of Waynesburg, Dom Canale, or Canale of Trinity. And a quick takedown for Canale, and Huff on his back. Huff is in a lot of trouble here with a lot of time to go. And he does belly out. Canale will come out around the front, allow Huff to come up for the escape. 7-1 the score. Canale out of Trinity leading over Huff of Waynesburg. Shot in by Huff. He got to the leg. Can he finish? Canale trying to scoot to his butt and come around the side. Huff needs to step over the leg. And they're going to give the takedown to Canale. And now Canale has Huff on his back. Oh, and Canale readjusting, has Huff in a headlock now. And there's over a minute to go here in the first period. 10-1 the score in favor of Canale out of Trinity over Huff of Waynesburg. And now Canale will turn in, readjust, and go with a half. Huff trying to bridge hard out of this. Huff trying to fight it. He's fighting hard, but Canale's got it tight as he readjusts and goes with a half. He backs up chest to chest. Huff doing everything he can, but Canale's got good positioning, and that'll do it. There's your fall. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 29 seconds for Dom Canale of Trinity as he defeats Floyd Huff of Waynesburg.
139-pound consolation. Chaikin gets the fall over Finnegan of Cannon Mack at 5:45. Other consolation at 145, McGarity of Peters Township and Junko of Trinity. It's 4-0 Junko, 1:20 left, third period. Junko trying to hold McGarity down. McGarity trying to escape. Can't quite get out of the grasp of Junko yet.
In the other semifinal bout, 133 pounds, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan with a commanding lead, 11-0 over A.J. Snatchko here in the first period.
Now in the consolations at 145, Blake Sheppes of West A and George Drudis of Upper St. Clair. Sheppes leads that one 3-0 at the end of the first period.
Back to the semifinal bout. Time will run out here in the first period. Collier Hartman of Cannon Mack leading 11-0 going into the second period. They go for a neutral start. I didn't see whose choice it was. Underhook on one side by Hartman. But they're over on the edge of the mat. Well, now he pulls him back in. Hartman trying to pick up this takedown. He's close. He'll come around the side. And there it is. Hartman will go up 14-0 here early in the second period. The coaches are saying cut him. Take him down again. Off the edge they go, but it will be a one-point escape for Snatchko out of West Allegheny. Hartman leading 11-1 now. And they had to correct the score. They got it right, 11-1. And Hartman trying to pick up a quick takedown in on a single leg. And he'll get the takedown, and that should be a tech fall. And it is. 17-1, your winner, Collier Hartman, tech fall in a time of 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and 45 seconds.
145-pound consolation bout. Junko defeats McGarity. 4-0 decision for Trinity's Devin Junko. Let's step aside for a moment. We'll be back in a minute here from South Fayette, the AAA individual sectional wrestling here on WJPA and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Championship bout at 121 will be Bencho of West Allegheny against Gardner of Cannon Mack. At 127 pounds, it'll be Canale of Trinity and Sala of Mount Lebanon. We know Hartman from Cannon Mack will be in at 133. We don't know the other one quite yet.
133-pound semifinal action, Carl Yannick of Moon, Peter Leventis of South Fayette, scoreless in the second period. But we're going to step over to the 139-pound semifinal bout. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park and T.J. Allison of Trinity. And they are scoreless also halfway through the first period.
Just got the fall in the 145-pound. Consolation bout. The other one was already a forfeit. Islamov of Baldwin forfeiting to Elijah, winning over a forfeit from Elijah Thomas of Moon.
Well, T.J. Allison just picked up a takedown, but I think they may have given it a little bit premature. They're in a wizard situation, both arms hooked, and Allison stepped over the back, but he didn't completely lace the leg, which you need to do for the takedown, so unless he laced it and I didn't see it, which is very possible. But it doesn't matter. The score 3-0. Allison of Trinity is in the lead over Aiden Stout of Bethel Park.
Sheppis of West A pins Drudis of Upper St. Clair at 328 in the 145-pound consolations. It'll bring up Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park and Luke Poland in the 152-pound consolation bout. In the other 152-pound consolation, it's Tavis Lindsay of Moon Area leading Tom Cunningham of Montour 2-0 with 35 seconds remaining second period.
Well, Stout came up to his feet briefly. Allison took him back down. Now Allison has both legs laced and working hard on the arms, trying to bar him and bring him back. Down to a minute 30 to go here in the second period. 3-0. Allison out of Trinity leading over Stout of Bethel Park. Semifinal action, 139 pounds. And now Allison will let the legs go. Come up on top and work with a half. Now coming up to his feet is Aiden Stout. And Stout will get the one-point escape. That'll make it 3-1.
Bocelli leads Poland 3-0 into the first period, 152-pound consolation. Other 152-pound consolation, Lindsay and Cunningham tied at 2 at the end of the second period.
Allison and Stout both on their feet. Now a shot by Stout. Allison pans back hard, now has an underhook on one side. Trying to muscle Stout over, and he can't. They're right on the edge of the mat. And now coming across the body and lacing the leg. There's the takedown for Allison, and that'll make it 6-1. And now Allison will catch Stout on his back briefly as he'll belly out. They're right on the edge of the mat with about 5 seconds to go. And that's how we'll end the second period. We'll go into the third period with T.J. Allison of Trinity leading 6-1 over Aiden Stout of Bethel Park. So Allison will choose down to start the third period, and we are underway. And we're going to have blood time for a bloody nose for Allison. This is 139-pound semifinal action. At 133-pound semifinal action, Kale Yannick of Moon is leading 6-2 over Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
Consolation scores right now at 152 pounds. Cunningham of Montour leads Tavis Lindsay 7-5. Final 20 seconds of the third period. Lindsay trying to work on top, and we'll get 2 points there. He just tied that at 7. He did with 10 seconds remaining in the period. Those two tied at 7 at 152 pounds.
Well, it looks like that's going to be your final 133-pound semifinals. Kale Yannick of Moon will win 6-2 over Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
So do know Yannick will take on Hartman of Cannon Mack in the 133-pound final.
Yes, touchdown, too far away.
45 seconds on the clock now for Lindsay and Cunningham, tied at 7 in sudden victory.
Is that our first overtime match? Is it the second? Okay. I knew there hadn't been very many.
And just happened. Tavis Lindsay of Moon gets the takedown and takes the win 10-7 in sudden victory. Other 152-pound consolation bout. Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park leading Luke Poland of Trinity 7-0. I believe that one just about to wrap up. Another minute left in the third period.
And Nate, we are back underway now. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, TJ Allison of Bethel Park, of Trinity, excuse me. And they started on their feet. Now they're back into that, I call it like a double wizard position. Seatbelt position, I guess you could call it. Now picking up on the leg is Allison. And there he'll pick up the takedown. That'll put TJ Allison up 10-1 with a minute to go here in the third period. Now 1-point escape for Stout. And Stout now in on a single-leg shot. Trying to hang over the back and hang on is Allison. Time ticking down to 40 seconds to go. Now Allison will come out around the front, get his hips back, peel the arms off. Allison has an underhook on one side. We're going to call a stalemate. Go back to the center with 33 seconds to go.
Four back points for Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park. 11-0 over Luke Poland. Final 10 seconds of the third period there. This is the 152-pound consolation bout. Time will expire. Ian Bocelli with the major decision over Poland of Trinity.
In the other semifinal bout at 139 pounds, Talon Mazenko is leading 3-0 over Logan Slovic of West Allegheny.
160-pound consolation bout. Maxim Miller of Bethel Park leading 3-0 over Brinson of Baldwin at the end of the first period.
Here we go. We had injury time for Allison. Might have been blood time to clean it up, but anyhow, we're back underway. Allison of Trinity up 10-2 over Aiden Stout of Bethel Park. Both wrestlers on their feet, 20 seconds to go. Underhook by Allison. Now seatbelt position for Allison as he's trying to come around the side. And now he'll come over. Oh, he can't quite lace the leg. That was close. Stout rolled him right on through and almost caught him on his back. Off the edge of the mat they go. Well, and that'll do it. Time will expire. So your final score will be 10-2. T.J. Allison of Trinity will make it into the finals. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park will drop into consolations.
160-pound consolation. Caleb Lira of Peters Township and Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair. They'll be scoreless at the end of the first period. Maxim Miller now with a 5-0 lead in the 160-pound consolation on the other side of the gym.
And mat number two now, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. Mason Calguero of Cannon McMillan. 145-pound semifinal action. Update you on the other semifinal bout at 139 pounds. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette is up 4-0 over Logan Slovic of West Allegheny. We'll go back down to the Big Macs, Mason Calguero. A couple of head taps from Calguero. And off the edge of the mat, they'll go and come back in to start again with 119 remaining here in the first period. Calguero and Higgins, 145-pound semifinal action. Working out of a head tie now. Now they want back out of that. Couple head taps from Calgaro. Now single leg shot by Calgaro, too far out. Now coming around the side, he has a cradle locked up, is Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. He'll get the takedown. Can he roll Calgaro to his back? He's got a near side cradle, but he's got Calgaro on his belly. Higgins trying to get Calgaro over to his back. He's got the cradle locked up. And he's got him up on his side. And there he goes to his back. Do we have back points? And a referee's counting back points for Higgins out of Bethel Park. Calgaro in trouble here. As Higgins adjusts a little bit. And there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 52 seconds in favor of Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park over Mason Calgaro of Canamac. And at this point, we're going to go ahead and step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome back to South Fayette, where you've got semifinal action going on now as 139 pounds. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette is leading 4-0 over Logan Slovic of South Fayette. Time running down here in the third period. We're down to 30 seconds to go. And Mazenko's had this lead for a while. They're both on their feet. Slovic shoots in, pushing down on the head. He is Mazenko. Can he come around? No. He puts an underhook in, and they come back up to their feet. Down to 10 seconds to go, and off the edge of the mat they will go.
Final minute of the third period in the 160-pound consolation. Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair leads Caleb Lear of Peters Township 4-1. And the other 160-pound consolation, Maxim Miller of Bethel Park with a 13-1 major decision over Paresh Brinson of Baldwin.
And off the edge of the mat, they go one more time. Mazenko is going to be your winner. There's only 2 seconds left. Well, let's let these tick off just to make sure. And there it is. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette is your winner, 4-0 over Logan Slovic of West Allegheny. And that'll put Mazenko into the finals. On the other semifinal bout, on mat number two, it's Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon trailing 6-3 to Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. And that's 152-pound semifinal action. And up now, 152-pound semifinal action, Darius McMillan of Peters Township will wrestle Derek Wurtzel of Upper St. Clair.
Decision for Luca Corey, 7-1. Corey of Upper St. Clair defeats Peters Township's Caleb Lira in the 160-pound consolation bout. Other consolation bout on the other side of the gym at 172 pounds now. Musabik Sadirmakov and Caleb Crawford. 3-0 lead there for Sadirmakov.
And now McMillan will get a takedown and 4 near fall points. So Darius McMillan of Peters Township will go up 7-0 early in the first period over Derek Wurstel of Upper St. Clair. Back. So let's just stay with McMillan out of Peters Township. As he's now trying to turn Warstall to his back, can't get him to go. Well, he will briefly. He'll get two near fall points. So that'll put McMillan up 9-0. Now 1 point escape to Warstall. And that'll make it 9-1. Now a takedown by McMillan. And McMillan has him on his back. So it'll be 12-1 with near fall points. If he holds him for four, it'll be a tech fall. And he's got four, I believe.
172-pound consolation. Parker Knave of Peters taking on Tegan Barr of Trinity. Knave leads 7-0 at the end of the first period.
And that's your final tech fall for Darius McMillan. Time of the tech fall, 1 minute and 39 seconds. Final score will be 16-1. And that'll bring a 160-pound semifinalist out. Bear Bruckner of Trinity, Liam Costa of Moon Area. So let's keep an eye on Bear Bruckner and Costa as they are just underway. Bruckner comes in with a record 22-11. Costa with a record of 29-7. And off the edge of the mat they go. And we have a fall right down below us. And that is going to be Mount Lebanon's Cole Gibbons as he picks up a fall over Luke Dunlap in 152-pound action. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 46 seconds. And that'll bring up Brock Evans of Waynesburg against Rook Smith of Montour.
Parker Nay with a takedown in the 172-pound consolation to go up 10-0 over Trinity's Tegan Barr.
And Liam Costa of Moon will get a takedown and go up 3-0 over Bear Bruckner of Trinity. Now we're going to have potentially dangerous between Costa and Bruckner as the arm got a little too high on the back of Bear Bruckner.
Sadir Bakoff of Chartiers Valley leading Crawford of Bethel Park 3-2, 25 seconds remaining second period.
And Bruckner looked like he was going to get an escape, but rolling right around with him is Costa, and Costa will remain in control. Nate, you got to keep your eyes on mat number two. The one wrestler looks like a ninja. I'm not going to lie. The way he's wrestling looks like a ninja. Yeah, watch the moves he makes and stuff. Look.
He gets low. I like it. Hard to combat that.
Man, he's got to be a martial artist of some kind, I would think.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Anyhow, back over to Liam Costa. Bear Bruckner, Costa leading 3-0. 15 seconds remaining in the first period. And in the other consolation bout, Brock Evans scoreless with his bout with Rook Smith. And getting caught on his back was Bear Bruckner right at the end of the period. Not sure if he was able to get any back points. He was not. So Bruckner, lucky the time ran out. And he'll go into the second period trailing by three. And it is Costa's choice, and he'll choose down to start the second period. In on a single leg but can't finish is Brock Evans, and time's going to run out in the first period. He'll go into the second period scoreless in his bout with Rook Smith. It is Evans' choice. He'll choose down to start the second period. Costa will now get a reversal on Bruckner in the other semifinal bout, and he'll go up 5-0. The winner of these two matches will wrestle in the finals. the winner of Evans and Smith and Costa and Bruckner. So I'm trying to keep you kind of abreast of both of them. It's now 1-0 as Evans will get a one-point escape to start the second period.
Reversal for Tegan Barr of Trinity in the 172-pound consolation. Be a little too late. Trails Parker Knave of Peters Township 10-3. Final 5 seconds there. Parker Knave going to be able to pick up the consolation bracket win 10-3 over Tegan Barr.
In on a single leg attempt now is Rook Smith on Brock Evans. Close to getting the takedown. Now Brock will put the whizzer in and try to hip him off the edge of the mat. And off the edge they'll go. 1-0, Evans leading over Smith. 50 seconds to go in the second period. Back over to Bruckner. Bruckner still trailing 7-0 with 40 seconds to go in the second period. We have blood time for a bloody nose for Costa.
Other 172-pound consolation, Sadir Bakoff leading Caleb Crawford 4-2. Final 30 seconds, third period.
We'll go back over to the Evans match while they have blood time in a Bruckner match. Both wrestlers on their feet. 20 seconds to go in the second period. 1-0 the score in favor of Evans. Evans down on his knees. Smith up on his toes. Now back down on his knees. Now they're face-to-face on their knees. A couple of head taps from Evans. And time will run out in the second period. They'll go into the third period, 1-0. Evans leading, but it is Smith's choice, and he'll choose down.
Over in the 172-pound consolation bout, Crawford was trailing 4-2. He gets a single leg and a takedown with 3 seconds left in the third period to win the bout 5-4. Crawford of Bethel Park, the winner, over Sadir Bakoff of Chartiers Valley, 172-pound consolation. Move up to the 189-pound consolation here on the near side. Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley and Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon.
And we've got Bruckner and Costa back underway. Costa still leading 7-0, 20 seconds to go in the second period. Back over to the Evans match. It is tied at one apiece as Smith will get the escape.
...189-pound consolation underway on mat 4. Owen Berezne of Moon and Mathis Miller of Bethel Park.
And now a double leg shot by Evans. Boy, a beautiful double leg right on the edge of the mat. He can't finish. Now he'll switch to a single leg. And trying to sit and come around the side is going to be Smith. Who's got who? Putting the head under the leg is going to be Brock Evans now. Evans trying to free his arm to reach that second leg. And we're going to have a stalemate call. Stalemate tied one apiece between Evans and Smith. 50 seconds to go in the third. Liam Costa now up 11-0 over Bear Bruckner of Trinity. And we're going to run injury time to Rook Smith of Montour. I didn't see what happened. I think he's grabbing his jaw.
Here on the near side, 189-pound consolation bout. Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley had Gannon Moore on his back, and he does get the pin. It comes at 244 for Howard Clellan in the 189-pound consolation bout over Gannon Moore of Mount Lebo.
Semifinal action, Bear Bruckner's caught on his back. He's in trouble, not much time left, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes and 50 seconds in favor of Liam Costa of Moon Area. Now back underway with Brock Evans and Rook Smith. Evans out of Waynesburg, Smith out of Montour. Tied at one apiece with 30 seconds to go in the match. Both down on their knees. They look like two cats fighting for food, don't they?
They're both getting low.
Yeah, and a couple of paws here and there. Down to 15 seconds to go. Now coming up to his feet in a better stance is Smith. Nope, back down on one knee. We're down to 7 seconds to go. And now a shot in by Evans. Can't finish it. They're on the edge of the mat. And time will run out. We're headed to overtime. Brock Evans of Waynesburg and Rook Smith of Montour tied at one apiece.
Khalil Razapour has Carson Canone in the 215-pound consolation on his back, and he gets the pin at 142.
So in the first overtime period, they both drop down on their feet. Now Evans trying to reach for that head to work into a head tie of some kind. And now fighting for hand control and grabbing the wrist is Evans. Smith pulls it back. Now they're closer than they've been, though. A couple head taps by Evans. And now an ankle pick by Smith. Evans will step over, locked between the crotch. Now he's draped over the back in a waterfall position. Looking for a defensive fall is Smith. Evans just going to hang on here as time will run out in the overtime period.
End of the second period in the 189-pound consolation. Berezne of Moon and Miller of Bethel Park. Berezne with a 1-0 lead there. We now have Gibson and Zavalos of Bethel Park and Upper St. Clair, 285 pounds on mat number four.
Here we go into the first tiebreaker. Evans chooses down. Oh, because he scored first. And here we go underway. Coming up to his feet is Brock Evans. He hits a roll, grabs the leg of Smith. Can he get the reversal? No. He comes back up to his feet trying to get free. Smith hanging on to the leg, and Evans will free his leg, and Evans will go up 2-1 with 13 seconds to go here in the tiebreaker. Smith a little more aggressive this time. Evans coming back in. Smith just standing straight up, kind of taunting him now. And time will run out in the tiebreaker. Now it's time for Smith to be down. And we're underway. Brock trying to ride that claw. Now he laces a leg on the near side. Now he tries to go with a banana split, but coming up to his feet is Smith. Evans still hanging on, turning hard into him is Smith. Can Evans hang on here? Down to 10 seconds to go. Evans trying to hang on to this as hard as he can. No reversal yet. Smith better keep moving, and he is. Now Evans is in trouble. No, they're going to say no points. And your winner is going to be Brock Evans as he hangs on to the very last minute. Nate, I got to tell you, these two guys were smiling at each other a couple different times. I've never seen kids have more fun in a wrestling match.
Yeah, that was a great bout with each other. They had a lot of fun. And I think Smith's a little disappointed there. You can see the sigh as he gets up to his knees, but a great handshake. Great bout there for Evans.
Wow, what a match. What a match. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll step aside and come back for more semifinal action. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
did get a decision. Owen Berezne of Moona Area over Mathis Miller of Bethel Park, 4-2 in the 189-pound consolation. They go to 215 over there. Carson Kiger of Peters Township and Amini of Baldwin. We have 285 here right below us, 3-2. Michael Gibson of Bethel Park leads Alex Zavalos of Upper St. Clair, 3-2. Those both consolation bouts.
Semifinal bouts were at 172 pounds. It is Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair trailing to Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon, 3-0. In the other semifinal bout, 172 pounds, Michael Olszewski is scoreless with Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan.
We did get a note that as the consolations wrap up, as one's at 215 and the other one at 285, and the semifinal bouts are a little bit behind both at 172, they will add other semifinal bouts onto 1 and 4.
That will speed things up immensely.
Certainly.
And I'll tell you, that Evans and Smith match, you hate to see anybody lose that one.
That was a good one.
Good sportsmanship. They looked like they were having fun. They were wrestling hard. Yeah, just a great match. Back down here now, Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan, scoreless. With Olszewski of Moon. And they are in the third period with 30 seconds to go. Riding on top is Olszewski. And that one might be headed to overtime, scoreless. Now trying to come up to his feet is Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mac. And going right around with him is Olszewski. Down to 7 seconds to go. Trying to turn in is Solomon. Olszewski trying to hang on, and he will. We're scoreless, headed to overtime. 172-pound semifinal action. Mike Olszewski of Moon, Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan. And here we go. We're in overtime. Solomon Olszewski. And a shot in now by Olszewski. He's trying to pull the single leg in. Yeah, he loses his grasp, though. Panning back hard is Solomon. And we're down to 30 seconds to go. And off the edge of the mat they go. Almost into Tauga.
Still cleaning up the roof leak. We are going to have on mat number one now, the 215-pound semifinal, Hunter Goles of Bethel Park and Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg.
Okay, so we'll drop down to this match. Keep an eye on the overtime bout. And it is Tustin and Getz underway. Tustin pushes down on the head of Getz. Now snap down, spin around. Can he get around behind? He's almost there, but they're off the edge of the mat. Not enough mat.
Watch that Cannon Mac bout, too, there.
Oh, yeah, let's finish that one. That's in overtime. Yep, we are headed to the first tiebreaker, and it is Solomon's choice, so he's going to choose down.
172-pound semifinal, by the way. Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon leading Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair, 10-0 at the end of the second period.
Well, here we go, first tiebreaker. Solomon in a down position, trying to lace the leg right off the whistle is Olszewski. Solomon catches the leg coming in, but he can't pull him off over the top. Down to 15 seconds to go.
Rowan Tustin with a takedown. He leads 3-0, 1 minute into the first period.
Olszewski hanging on, down to 7 seconds to go. Trying to sneak out the back is Solomon. Can he get out? There's 4 seconds to go. And he pops his head after time expires. Wow, almost, but that's all right. We're still scoreless, headed to the second tiebreaker, and it'll be Olszewski's choice.
Is there a difference between injury time and sick time? Because we've got sick time on mat number one for Rowan Tustin.
No, that's injury time. Yeah. That's injury time because something's hurting. Here we go, underway. Solomon Olszewski. Solomon's on top. Olszewski tries to roll. Solomon goes with him. Still in control is Aiden Solomon, a can of Mack. Still scoreless. Olszewski tries to come up to a quad pod, then tries to sit in. Coming right around with him is Solomon. Or sit out, rather, excuse me.
172-pound semifinal. McCauley of Mount Lebanon has Catanzaro on his back.
And we are still scoreless after the two tiebreaker periods. Now we'll go to ultimate tiebreaker.
Four back points for McCauley. Final 20 seconds of the third period in that 172-pound semifinal.
And this will be ultimate tiebreaker. Solomon on the bottom, Olszewski on the top. If Solomon escapes, he wins. If Olszewski rides him 30 seconds, he wins. Coming right up to his feet is Solomon. Olszewski takes him right back down. Now he has Solomon flattened out on the edge of the mat. Olszewski still riding on top. Olszewski going to hang on here. How much time? We're down to 10 seconds to go. And now in a crossbody ride is Olszewski. Down to 5 seconds to go, right on the edge of the mat. Trying to get out is Solomon. Can he get away? They go off the edge of the mat with 1 second remaining.
Did get a final in the McCauley semifinal. He gets a major decision.
And we have a caution for stalling. Excuse me, Nate. Caution for stalling against Olszewski. First caution. So we have 1 second, and that'll do it. Your winner is going to be Michael Olszewski of Moon, 1-0 over Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan in the ultimate tiebreaker in overtime.
Rowan Tustin leading 4-1 with 1:40 left, second period. Sam? Also have the 189-pound semifinal on the mats right now. Jackson Bruckner of Trinity and Bryce Collins of Cannon Mack.
Well, Getz and Tustin are both on their feet here with a minute 23 left in the second period.
Jake Stevenson from Waynesburg going to come out here at 189 pounds as well against Nate Reed of Blackhawk.
Well, trying to come around the side now to get the takedown as Getz. He won't get it. And they will award it to Tustin as he will end up on top. So that should put Rowan Tustin up 7-1. With a minute 6 seconds remaining here in the second period.
Do have a 285-pound consolation out there right now. Dawson Dobbins of Moon and Owen Rush of Cannon Mack. That's scoreless at the end of one.
So coming up to his feet, getting the one-point escape will be Hunter Getz of Bethel Park. Tustin of Waynesburg still leading 7-2. You have to wonder how much energy Tustin has left after not feeling well. And now a Merkel put in by Getz, and he'll get the takedown. And that'll make the score 7. That'll make the score 7-4. Tustin needing injury time. No, he says he's okay. 7-5 is the score. Tustin leading over Getz. 36 seconds remaining.
Jake Stevenson leading 3-1. Over Nate Reed of Blackhawk. Back Stevenson looking for the pin there. Has Reed on his back. And Reed able to get a shoulder in there, but four back points coming for Jake Stevenson to take a 6-1 lead. Making a 10-1 lead.
Tustin tries to hit a Granby roll. Can't get out here. Looks like Getz is just going to ride him out for the end of the second period. And that'll do it. 7-5, Rowan Tustin leading as they go into the third period over Hunter Getz of Bethel Park.
Stevenson, more back points, 14-1, end of the first period. Well in control over Nate Reed of Blackhawk at 189 pounds.
Well, Getz comes up to his feet. He'll get the one-point escape. 7-6 now the score. Tustin leading by one. Head-to-head into the head tie, forehead to forehead, rather.
And there's the tech fall for Jake Stevenson.
Well, he made quick work of it.
Comes at 2:08.
So back over to Tustin and Getz. 1:21 remaining here in the third period. Tustin leading by one. And now coming to the side, hitting a Merkel again, is going to be Getz, and that's another takedown. Now it's 9-7 in favor of Getz. And they're over on the edge of the mat, and off the edge they'll go. Well, not quite. Getz content just to hold on here. Down to a minute to go. Tustin's got to get him off the edge of the mat, get a restart here. And it, down to 45 seconds to go, and finally off the edge of the mat they go. I thought Getz was going to be able to hang on and let the clock expire.
Bruckner and Collins, by the way, in the 189-pound semifinal, they're still scoreless with 20 seconds left in the second period. Now in the 215-pound semifinal, Hollab of Trinity and Collins of Cannon Mack.
Tustin tries to hit a Granby roll. He gets cradled. Tustin in a cradle. There's only 30 seconds to go. He's down by two. And trying to get off the edge of the mat is Tustin. And we're going to have injury time again for Rowan Tustin.
Blood time.
Oh, no, we got blood time. And we've got 24 seconds to go in the match. Tustin trailing by two to Hunter Getz of Bethel Park.
189-pound Collins Bruckner, beginning of the third period. They've been scoreless this whole time. Collins, Bruckner awards Collins the escape, so Collins takes the 1-0 lead.
Well, here we go. Tustin appears to be okay. 24 seconds remaining.
We got a pin on mat three. Braden Collins gets the pin on Ian Hollum. No, I lied. I think they went out of bounds.
Okay, here we have a reversal by Tustin. We're tied at 9 apiece with 12 seconds to go. Tustin trying to hang on here. Down to 5 seconds to go. This one's headed to overtime also. We're at 215-pound semifinal action. Tied 9-9 between Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg and Hunter Getz of Bethel Park. And we're headed to sudden victory. Here we go, underway. Sudden victory. We've seen Getz hit that side headlocker, Merkel, twice for takedowns. And they're in the forehead-to-forehead head tie. Shot by Tustin, can't finish it. Now another shot by Tustin, can't get there. Now a snap down spin around by Hunter Getz, and he'll pick up the win 11-9 as he defeats Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg. Getz out of Bethel Park.
...189 pounds. Bryce Collins of Cannon Mack still leading 1-0 over Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. That's just with 10 seconds remaining in the third period. Neutral right now. They lock heads. See if Bruckner tries to take a shot here. Final 3 seconds. Reaches for leg, won't get there. Bryce Collins of Cannon Mack, a 1-0 decision over Jackson Bruckner in the 189-pound semifinal. 215 pounds with 1:15 remaining in the second period. Braden Collins of Cannon Mack with a 10-0 lead over Ian Hollab of Trinity.
And I believe once we get the semifinals done, we do have one round of consolations before we take a break.
At both 285-pound semifinals on the mats now, Cam Dana of West Allegheny and Zach Stromrock of Peters Township. The other semifinals, Jacob Hallbettel of Montour and Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebo. Ian Hollab almost got rolled over there by Braden Collins. continuing to flatten himself out so Collins can't get to him. Already leading 10-0, 25 seconds remaining, second period there in the 215-pound semifinal.
Down on mat number one now, Cam Dana of West Allegheny. Still scoreless with Strumach of Peters Township. Collins and Holub still 10-0 now as they start the third period.
They have removed the fourth mat, by the way. Got a takedown there for Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. He goes up 3-0 on Hallbettle over Montour at 285. It's 35 seconds remaining, first period there.
I think the big guys just hit the door below us.
And there's a pin at 285. Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon gets the fall over Jacob Hallbettle of Montour at 136. So just two bouts left out there right now. The 215-pound semifinal. Braden Collins leading 10-0 over Ian Hollop. That was career number 100.
Oh, no wonder he was so excited.
Yeah, gets the banner right there.
No, I've never seen that. They just brought five fans right across the mat.
To take pictures. They're done on that mat, at least.
Oh, that's right. Yes, they are.
Potentially dangerous called in the matchup between Collins and Hollum. Final 46 seconds there. Still a 10-0 lead for Braden Collins over Hollum. Other 285 matchup between Dana and Strumach. Happening right below us, 1:30 left, second period, 2-0 Dana. Give up an escape to Strumach, make it 2-1.
Sorry, Nate, I was enjoying the 100 wins.
I'm glad. They got balloons and everything out
Ben
there.
Ben Lloyd down here.
Got it in just enough time.
Man, I got to tell you, that's a family that was prepared. And what a way to pick it up with a fall in the semifinals.
That's right. 11-3 now, Collins over Hollop. Final 14 seconds there in the 215-pound semifinal. Once these two bouts wrap up, we'll step aside and do a full recap for you. We got lots to recap here out of the semifinals and the consolations, and we are going to take a little bit of a break, too, we believe. End of the third period, that's it. Braden Collins gets the decision, 11-3 over Ian Hollop.
And back down here, Cam Dana still leading 2-1 over Zach Strumach of Peters Township.
We'll run through the brackets, results from the semifinals at the end of these bouts. Had some good ones in the semis.
Oh my, yes we did. Finals should be pretty good today.
Yes.
Back down here, 20 seconds to go in the second period. In our final semifinal bout at heavyweight, Cam Dana, West Allegheny, leading over Zach Strumach of Peters Township. I think they're going to have to touch each other at some point. They're both kind of juking and moving, and they weren't really even getting close to each other.
That was kind of fun. Second period.
So it's going to be Strumach's choice as he'll choose down, and he'll get the quick escape, and we are tied at two apiece. And they come back up on their feet, forehead to forehead in a head tie. Now an underhook by Dana. And he's got Strumach in a front headlock position. Not working out of it, though. He's got the front headlock. Now he'll snap down and come around and get the takedown. And that'll put Cam Dana up 5-2 with a minute 25 remaining. Oh, and now he's got Stromach on his back. He is getting near fall points. Talking about Cam Dana, and that should put him up 9-2.
We're going to be well, close to the fall here.
Yeah, now he readjusts, and he goes chest to chest. He might get the fall, and there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes and 51 seconds in favor of Cam Dana of West Allegheny over Zach Stromach of Peters Township. We're going to step aside. We'll be back for another round of consolations right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Back here at South Fayette. Sam's trying to check some folks. I'm trying to eat my muffin from 9 o'clock this morning. You know, it's been a long day of wrestling, but we are through the semifinals. We will have the fourth round of consolations starting at 1:35. So we just have a short break here before we get to the next round of consolations. Sam, do we want to run down the semifinals and who we'll see in the finals here while we have a moment?
Absolutely.
I also need to refresh all my information. I don't know how you guys did this without computers back in the day. God love you. All right, at 107 pounds, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township with a decision over Bryce Thomas of Moon Area, 4-3. And Michael Johnson of West Allegheny with a pin of Jackson Hoy of Trinity at 351. At 114 pounds, Lucas Carson of West Allegheny with a fall over Aiden Miller of Baldwin at 245. And Parker Jennings of Trinity will wrestle in the finals after a major decision over Karsten Kirchner of Moon Area, 14-3.
114 pounds?
121, sorry.
Oh, let's go to 121 then.
Sorry, I should have given you a heads up. I figured nobody wants to listen to me read this the whole way down.
No, you're fine.
We can just alternate.
Man. Okay. At 121 pounds, it was Benchko of West Allegheny winning by fall in 41 seconds over Emma. Benchko will face Gardner out of Cannon McMillan in the finals. He was a winner by fall in 5:05 over Reinhardt of Bethel Park.
At 127 pounds, Dom Canale of Trinity pinned Floyd Huff of Waynesburg at 129. And Canale will face Even Sala of Mount Lebanon, who defeated Colton Fisher by major decision of Bethel Park 10-0.
Hartman out of Cannon McMillan was the winner by Tech Fall 17-1 over Snatchko of West Allegheny. Hartman will wrestle Yannick out of Moon. He was a 6-2 winner over Leventus of South Fayette.
Trinity will have someone wrestle at 139 pounds in the final. It's TJ Allison, who won by major decision over Aiden Stout of Bethel Park 10-2. Allison will take on Talon Mazenko of South Fayette, a 4-0 decision over Logan Slovic of West Allegheny.
And you're going to have to go ahead and do the next
one. At 145 pounds, Ramal Islamov of Baldwin will wrestle after a forfeit by Elijah Thomas of Moon. Islamov will take on Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, who pinned Mason Calguero of Cannon Mack at 152.
152 pounds, it was McMillan of Peters Township, a Tech Fall winner, 16-1 over Worstel of Upper St. Clair. McMillan will wrestle Gibbons. Gibbons is out of Mount Lebanon. He was a winner by fall in 346 over Dunlap of South Fayette.
At 160 pounds, Liam Costa of Moon Area won by Tech Fall over Bear Bruckner of Trinity. Costa takes on Waynesburg's Brock Evans, who had a late decision over Rook Smith, 2-1 two overtimes.
172 pounds. It'll be McCauley out of Mount Lebanon, a 14-2 winner over Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair. McCauley will face Olszewski out of Moon, who was a winner by ultimate tiebreaker rideout, should say 1-0, over Solomon of Cannon McMillan.
At 189 pounds, Waynesburg's Jake Stevenson, who won by tech fall over Nate Reed of Blackhawk, will take on Bryce Collins of Cannon Mac. Collins with a decision over Jackson Bruckner of Trinity, 1-0.
At 215 pounds, it'll be Collins out of Cannon McMillan, an 11-3 winner over Holub of Trinity. And Collins will face Getz out of Bethel Park, an upset winner over Waynesburg's Rowan Tustin, 12-9.
At 285 pounds, Cam Dana of West A with a fall of Zach Stromach of Peters Township. Dana will take on Ben Lloyd, who also got a fall over Jacob Howbuttle of Montour at 136. We'll have consolations next, a fourth round of consolations. We know there's already been a forfeit, Rowan Tustin, who got injured in the very first period of his semifinal bout, got sick, something happened there. I don't think he was himself for that bout there in the semifinals, but he has already submitted a forfeit at 215. Khalil Razapour of Moon with a consolation win already.
Well, he will still go on to regions because he'll be in the top six.
Correct.
But that means his seeding at the the WPIAL tournament, his seeding is not going to be very good coming in as a sixth place finisher out of a section. But if you're hurt or sick, that's all you can do.
That's right.
At least you move on.
Again, as Sam said, top six will move on. So one more round of consolations. We'll see. It's like we're going to have Knorr of Chartiers Valley and Jackson Hoy on mat one, Hills of Upper St. Clair and Thomas of Moon Area on mat two, and Burgunder of Chartiers Valley and Kirchner of Moon on mat three. And on mat four, it'll be Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair and Miller of Baldwin. A couple of minutes here before we get to the next round of consolations. We'll step aside and we'll have it when we come back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Glad to have you back here on WJPA and greensports.net. Want to say thanks to all the folks at South Fayette. They've been really great to us here, coming in, checking up on us if we needed anything, got us in the door early, helped us get some of our equipment in here, gave us a nice little perch up here to look over the gymnasium from our balcony. And you hear the PA announcer behind us. We're getting ready for the fourth round of consolations. Again, top six advance. We already know all of the finals. There will be third place and fifth place bouts. This next round will be all consolations. Then we'll have probably a little break before we get to the finals.
Well, and actually, all six of these kids at each weight class move on to
they've
the
region. They've already
qualified.
I've already qualified for the WPIALs next week.
But they will have one more match after this because the winner will wrestle for third and the loser will wrestle for fifth.
That's right.
Correct?
I do believe that is the point that we are at.
I believe you're right.
But as I've said, and I hope the fans know at home, I won't shy away from it, I am no wrestling expert by any means. I'm here to pitch in and make sure that our kids are getting the coverage that they need.
I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's easy to read a scoreboard.
Doing a great job.
We get underway. I'll go back to mat 3 and 4, my friend. Okay. Sam Bergunder of Chartiers Valley taking on Karsten Kirchner of Moon at 114 pounds. The other 114-pound consolation bout here in the fourth round, Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair and Aiden Miller of Baldwin.
Man, you know, it's odd after you have the heavyweights out here and I got the little guys again.
Oh, did you get turned there?
I don't know. It sounds like I did. Give me a little bit more.
How's that?
That is much better.
All
thank
right.
you.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you, thank you.
Glad to help you out. Making sure you can hear us.
And we are underway, 107-pound consolations, mat number one. Cooper Knorr, Chartiers Valley, and Jackson Hoy of Trinity. And on mat number two, Bryce Thomas of Moon, Spencer Hills of Upper St. Clair. Thomas leading that about 3-0 late in the first period. You have to remember, consolations, it's a one-minute first period, so that first period really flies by fast.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you told me that. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Understand why they go quicker, right?
Yes, now I do. So I told you, the fans listening, I'm here to help bring the scores back home. I am no wrestling expert.
Nah, but you're doing a fine job, and you're right. People back home know what's going on.
That's
now.
Right.
So
I got a quick pin at 114 pounds. Aiden Miller of Baldwin will wrestle for third.
Well, right now Jackson Hoy has Cooper Knorr on his back. He got double arm bars. And he is trying to sit through here. It's got to be close. There it is. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 55 seconds in favor of Jackson Hoy of Trinity, as he will move on to wrestle for third place later today.
End of the first period between Karsten Kirchner and Sam Bergunder. Kirchner with a 7-0 lead as they begin the second period there. Now on mat 4 at 127 pounds, Dane McMillan of Peters Township and Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Again, this is all consolations. Everybody wrestling right now has qualified for the WPIL finals next weekend. Right now wrestling to see if they're going to wrestle for third or fifth in the consolations.
Nate looking for a fall on mat number two is Bryce Thomas of Moon as he's up 7-0 over Spencer Hills of Upper St. Clair. And there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 15 seconds in favor of Thomas of Moon area.
Kirchner goes up now 9-0 over Bergunder. He's got the cradle, trying to rock him over.
Now right down in front of us, Jonathan Emma, Mount Lebanon, against Brock Dennison of South Fayette.
into the first period at 127 pounds. Dane McMillan of Peters Township trailing Colton Fisher of Bethel Park 3-0.
Down here close to picking up the takedown is Jonathan Emma. Not going to get it as they go off the edge of the mat. Emma and Dennison, Consolations 121 pounds.
Berg under to his shoulders. Back points coming for Kirchner. He'll get four back points to go up 13-0. 23 seconds remaining, second period there.
Back underway now on mat number one, Emma and Dennison. They're going to give a one-point escape here as we're underway in the second period to Dennison out of South Fayette. So Dennison leads 1-0. Now single leg shot by Dennison. In on the leg, can he pull it in? Panning back is Emma. Emma trying to break the grasp on the leg. Grabs the ankle, coming around the side is Emma. Can he get there? No. Grasping of the leg once again is going to be Dennison.
Reversal awarded for Karsten Kirchner. Tech fall 15-0 over Sam Bergunder of Chartiers Valley. Kirchner will wrestle for third. At 127 pounds, Colton Fisher leading Dane McMillan 3-0.
And on mat number two, it is Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park now and Landon Ault of Trinity. 121-pound consolation action. Ault trailing 1-0 here halfway through the second period. But he does have an underhook on the one side. Trying to get off the edge of the mat is Reinhardt. And he will. They'll come back in for a new start.
Now on mat number three, Floyd Huff of Waynesburg and Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair. 30 seconds in, scoreless there.
Okay, Emma now up 3-1 out of Mount Lebanon over Dennison of South Fayette as time's going to run out here in the second period.
Huff up 3-1 now on Tucker at 127. Another takedown for Floyd Huff. He'll go up 6-1 for Waynesburg.
Keep an eye on Floyd. I'll keep an eye on Landon Ault of Trinity, who's trailing 4-0 to Reinhardt right now.
I can do that. Those two come to the end of the first period. 6-1 Huff over Tucker. Fisher still leading McMillan of Peters Township 3-0. 1:30 left, third period. And a takedown over there for Fisher of Bethel Park. Maybe some back points coming as well. Looking for the fall over McMillan of Peters Township.
Heading into the third period, Landon Ault of Trinity chooses down. He's also trailing 4-0 to Reinhardt of Bethel Park.
And there's a fall for Floyd Huff. Wrapped up Alex Tucker, and he'll grab that at 121. Floyd Huff at 127 pounds.
Landon Ault now gets the escape. It's 4-1. In on a single leg is Reinhardt. Can he finish? No, and off the edge they'll go. 121 remaining in the third. Reinhardt of Bethel Park leading Ault of Trinity.
Four back points for Colton Fisher of Bethel Park at 127 pounds. He's now leading 10-0 over Dane McMillan of Peters Township. That's in the final 10 seconds as they both go out of bounds. Now on mat number three at 139 pounds, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park and Mike Griffiths of Baldwin.
Now in on a single leg is Reinhardt. Alt trying to fight it off. And now close to getting the takedown is Reinhardt, and there it is. That'll put Reinhardt up 7-1 over Alt of Trinity.
Stout of Bethel Park, quick takedown. He goes up 3-0 over Griffiths at 139. And Fisher gets the major decision, 10-0 over Dane McMillan of Peters Township. All of this consolations right now. Winners go to the third place bout, losers go to the fifth place bout.
Alt trying to come up to his feet. 25 seconds to go. He does come up to his feet. Can he get free? Trying to neck wrench Reinhardt. Won't work. He will come out around the front. Get to 1 point escape. That'll make it 7-2 in favor of Reinhardt with 16 seconds to go in the match.
At 139 pounds now, Logan Slovic of West Allegheny taking on Jacob Chaikin of Montour.
Reinhardt in on a single leg. Down to 5 seconds to go. Time is going to run out. Your final, Pierce Reinhardt is your winner out of Bethel Park, 7-2 over Landon Alt of Trinity. Also have another final. Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon is a winner 15-3 over Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Now we'll bump up to 133-pound action. A.J. Snatchko, West Allegheny, Seth Miller of Bethel Park, and on the other mat, Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley, Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
Slovic of West Allegheny gets the takedown, 3-0 now over Jacob Chaikin. Final 10 seconds of the first period there. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park leading Mike Griffiths 4-0. That one with a minute to go, second period.
Quick takedown on mat number one. Snatchko out of West Allegheny gets a takedown. He'll go up 3-0 over Miller of Bethel Park. I don't know who the guy is with the towel. I keep calling towel guy.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing
over
a
there.
Phenomenal job. That's why I want to give him credit. Yeah, he is doing a great job. If you're just tuning in, we have a leak in the roof, and it happens to be dripping right on one of the mats. So we have a guy on the side of the mat with a towel, and I'm telling you, he is keeping it dry.
Doing a great job. Approaching the end of the second period at 139 pounds, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park still leading 4-0 over Mike Griffiths, but gets a takedown there to go up 7-0. Final 3 seconds of the period. They'll go to the third. Now in trouble on the far side. Slovic of West Allegheny has Jacob Chaikin down. Or it might be the opposite way there. There's a fall for Jacob Chaikin. He gets that at 204 for Montour. Was trailing 3-0, but gets the fall at 139 pounds.
Right down below is still 3-0. Snatchko and Miller. Snatchko out of West Allegheny, Miller out of Bethel Park. 1:45 to go in the second period. We're scoreless on mat number two. 133-pound consolation action between Chartiers Valley's Logan Connolly and Peter Leventis out of South Fayette.
Now up on mat number four, we go to 145 pounds. Blake Sheppis of West Allegheny and Mason Calguero of Cannon Mack.
It's funny to see South Fayette wrestle Chartiers Valley because I can remember when they had a co-op and South Allegheny or South Fayette wrestled at Chartiers Valley.
Boy, South Fayette has just boomed, has it not?
Yes,
well,
they
so
have.
Is Chartiers Valley, quite honestly.
Right. This whole area.
That's South, I mean, the whole South Hills has done really nice.
Yep.
Outside of just southern half of Allegheny County. Calguero now leading 3-1 for Cannon Mack. There's another one that boomed. That whole Route 19 corridor up here to Bridgeville, it's just,
you're right,
area has just grown and grown.
Yeah, absolutely has.
Final 40 seconds at 139. Stout still leading Griffiths. Now 7-1. Griffiths on his back. Stout trying to get him down. Can he get the shoulders there? We'll probably have to readjust the way his arms are.
Snatchco just caught Miller on his back. It's Snatchco out of West Allegheny. He'll go up 9-0 now over Miller of Bethel Park.
Griffith's doing everything he can to keep his shoulders off the mat. Close to being pinned at 139. Stout just cannot get him down. Now he readjusts the hand. That'll help him. But Griffith's using his head to get underneath, and that's the end of the third period. Stout will not get the pin, but he does get the 10-1 major decision over Griffiths at 139 pounds. Now up at 145 pounds, Calgaro of Cannon Mack leading 6-2 over Blake Sheppes.
Logan Connolly now has pulled out a lead as they go into the third period. Connolly out of Chartiers Valley leading 2-0 over Leventis of South Fayette.
Three more points coming to Calgaro for the takedown. Now 9-2 for Cannon Max Calgaro at 145. We go to 160 on mat three, Maxim Miller of Bethel Park and Bear Bruckner of Trinity. Bruckner takes a shot. Miller fights it off. Takes another shot there, trying to go in for the leg. Now lock hands. Another takedown for Calgaro at 145. He goes up 12-3, 34 seconds remaining second period.
Back over on mat number one, A.J. Snatchco up 12-0 now over Seth Miller of Bethel Park. Now 12-2 with a reversal for Miller. Time running down, under a minute to go in the match.
No score at the end of the first period between Maxim Miller and Bear Bruckner at 160 pounds. Again, all of this consolation. We'll have a break and then finals coverage for you coming up next. End of the second period, Calgaro and Sheppes 12-3. Calgaro chooses neutral. Miller and Bruckner still scoreless. 30 seconds into the second period at 160 pounds.
Back at 133 pounds, it's 5-0. Connolly over Leventis, and that's how it's going to end up. Your winner out of Chartiers Valley, Logan Connolly. 5-0 over Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
Calgaro, another takedown, goes up 15-3, trying to roll Sheppes over on his back. Now puts his belly on him. They go chest to chest down to the mat. Back points coming here for Calgaro. If he can get three of them, it'll be a tech fall. He gets two. Goes up 17-3. Trying to get a couple more here. And they're going to go out of bounds over on that far mat. With just 109 remaining third period. Calgaro and Sheppes at 145.
Another final down here. A.J. Snatchco was your winner, 12-0.
Calgaro awards the escape to Sheppes, now 17-4. Calgaro takes a shot at the leg, trying to wrap up Sheppes, get a takedown here. Not been awarded the takedown yet. And there it is. That'll be a tech fall for Mason Calgaro of Cannon Mack over Blake Sheppes of West Allegheny at 145 pounds.
We're now at 152 pounds. Travis Lindsay of Moon trailing 3-0 to Derek Worstel of Upper St. Clair on mat one. And mat two, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park trailing 3-1 to Luke Dunlap of South Fayette.
Maxim Miller and Bear Bruckner still scoreless. 20 seconds remaining second period. Bruckner on top.
Exciting action on mat number two, though, Nate. Dunlap and Bocelli early in the first period locked up chest to chest, and Dunlap went for a big throw. Couldn't finish it as they went off the edge of the mat, but it sure looked good.
Now over on mat number four at 172 pounds, Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park and Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair. Crawford leading 3-1 after letting Catanzaro escape. End of the second period at 160 pounds, Maxim Miller and Bear Bruckner still scoreless.
And now back over to the Dunlap match. He's up 7-1 now over Bocelli with time running down in the second period. Now he puts Bocelli on his back. And he's up 10-1 with another takedown. Now he'll have near fall points. He's up 14-1. That's Luke Dunlap out of South Fayette over Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park.
End of the first period at 172. Crawford leading Cannonzaro 3-1. Bear Bruckner gets a point. Makes it 1-0 now over Maxim Miller. First 30 seconds of the third period.
Nate, we have a final here. Luke Dunlap is your winner, 18-1. Technical fall over Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park.
Glad to have you along here on WJPA Radio. Online, WJPA.com, in partnership with Greensports.net. Joint broadcast between our two organizations bring you coverage of AAA individual sectionals from South Fayette. Consolations on the mats right now. We expect roughly a half-hour break. We'll get the official word here soon before we get to the finals and the third and fifth place bouts. Everybody wrestling right now, it's consolations, but have already clinched a spot next weekend in the WPIAL tournament. Minute remaining, second period. Catanzaro leading Crawford 5-3. Final 30 seconds at 160 pounds between Bear Bruckner of Trinity and Maxim Miller of Bethel Park. Bruckner still leading this one 1-0.
Nate,
go ahead.
Go
please.
Ahead. I was going to say, we now have Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan out here at Parker Nave of Peters Township at 172 pounds.
A couple of Washington County guys there.
Yep.
Final 20 seconds. Bruckner still leading 1-0 over Miller of Bethel Park. See if Miller tries to take a shot here. Goes in for the leg. And it's going to be a takedown for Bruckner. Nice move by him to step around Miller, take him down, and he'll get the 4-0 win in the final seconds. Bear Bruckner of Trinity will wrestle for third at 160 pounds.
Okay, let's go back over to Aiden Solomon now of Cannon McMillan and Parker Nave of Peters Township. They're scoreless halfway through the first period. No, that's the end of the first period. Going into the second, Aiden Solomon will choose down, and we're underway in the second period.
End of the second period at 172 pounds. Bryce Catanzaro and Caleb Crawford now tied 5-5. And we'll have at 160 pounds Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair and Rook Smith of Montour.
Well, that was weird. Parker Nave put a side headlock in on Aiden Solomon, rolled him to his back, and then just stopped and patted Solomon like, you're going to have to get off my knee. and Solomon got up, and now we're running injury time for Parker Nave. That was the politest injury I think I've ever seen.
We're going to step aside here on WJPA and Green Sports. We'll have more consolation action for you from South Fayette in a moment. Here on Green Sports and WJPA Radio.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at South Fayette. I think you just had something wrap up there on mat number one there, Sam.
I did. We had a fall, and they cleared it off.
All right.
So we'll get that one back to you as soon as I can.
I'll take it at 172 pounds. Cannonzaro of Upper St. Clair and Crawford of Bethel Park still tied at five. Final 25 seconds of the third period. That one might be headed to some extra time. Rook Smith of Montour leading Luca Corey 3-0. Corey of Upper St. Clair, that's at 160 pounds. Some back points coming here for Rook Smith as well. Looking for the fall, able to flip over there is Corey. Those two scramble. Corey trying to get the reversal, but I think they do give him the 1 point escape, but four back points coming to Rook Smith there at 160 pounds. Caleb Crawford got an escape at 172. He's going to win 6-5 at the final second, awarded an escape point. So Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park at 172 pounds gets the win over Cannonzaro of Upper St. Clair.
Trying to find a result for you. That match I was talking about, I think the boy from, he had to injury default.
Ah.
Yeah. Let me find out where that was.
Now we'll have up on mat number four at 189 pounds, Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley and Jackson Bruckner of Trinity.
Yeah, Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan is your winner. Parker Knave of Peters Township had the injury default.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was up and walking off, so maybe he did that just to save his knee for next week.
Takedown for Rook Smith at 160 pounds. He goes up 10-1 on Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair. Bruckner and Clellan standing, slapping hands a little bit. I'll try to lock up at 189. 30 seconds into the first period.
We do have a heavyweight bout out here as Michael Gibson of Bethel Park leading 3-1 over Zach Stromach of Peters Township. And on his back, right below us, is Nate Reed of Blackhawk. And he's going to get out of it. He's going to be trailing 4-0 to Owen Berezne of Moon. And that's about at 189 pounds, consolations.
End of the first period at 189 pounds. Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley and Jackson Bruckner of Trinity are scoreless. Rook Smith gets an escape point. Goes up 11-1 on Luca Corey now. 1:15 remaining third period. That's at 160 pounds.
Yeah, we watched Rook Smith have a heck of a battle with Brock Evans of Waynesburg that went to overtime.
That was a great bout.
It was.
Bruckner gets an escape point at 189 pounds. He now leads 1-0 over Clellan of Chartiers Valley. 1:35 remaining second period. Rook Smith, another takedown for him at 160 pounds. He's up 14-1. Final 30 seconds of the third period there.
Michael Gibson of Bethel Park picks up four near fall points over Zach Stromach of Peters Township, now goes up 10-1 at heavyweight.
Bruckner and Clellan, that is, hand fighting. Final 10 seconds at 160 for Rook Smith. That's going to do it for Smith at 160. He gets the major decision 14-1 over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair. Back to 189, still 1-0 Jackson Bruckner for Trinity over Chartiers Valley's Clellan. 44 seconds remaining in the second period there.
And if Bruckner can win, he'll face Owen Berezne, or at least it looks like, out of Moon area. He's up 9-2 over Nate Reed out of Blackhawk. As time's running out here in the second period.
Go to 2:15 on mat number 3. Ian Holub of Trinity comes out. He's going to take Mahabala Amini. Those two get underway. Quickly, a 3-point takedown for Ian Holub. They go out of bounds at 189 with 5 seconds remaining. Bruckner still leading 1-0 over Clellan. All of this consolations. We've already got the heavyweights coming out onto the mat.
And we do have a fall. That is Michael Gibson of Bethel Park picking up the fall over Zach Strumach of Peters Township. Time of the fall is going to be 3:53.
Bruckner starts on the top for the third period, leading 1-0, and Clellan gets the escape. It's 1-1. End of the first period, Holub leading Amini 3-0. Bruckner and Clellan go back to hand fighting.
We've got blood time below us. That's 189 pounds. Berezne of Moon leading 12-3 over Reed of Blackhawk. 149 remaining in the match.
Holub trying to spin around Amini. He's going to get there. Reversal for Holub makes it 5-0. Now spins him over on his back. Rolls him there for a second. Trying to keep him down. Close to getting the takedown here, still has not been awarded it. Holub has the leg, not letting go of it here.
That is not your average wrestling position either. And yet he made it work.
It's now Bruckner 4, Clellan 2 with a minute remaining third period at 189 pounds. About done with consolations here. 215 and 285 on the mat and 2 189s. Again, we do expect a small break between these consolations. As Holub's once again got Amini on his back, and he gets the fall. Chime of the fall, 231 for Ian Holub at 215 pounds.
Well, we've had all kinds of blood time down here on mat number one. There's still a minute 37 in the third period, and I think the last time I talked to you was 146 in the third period. Just not moving very quickly.
Owen Rush of Cannon Mack and Jacob Hallbettel underway now on mat number two. First 20 seconds for them. Final 3 seconds over at 189 pounds. Jackson Bruckner going to hang on. A 4-2 decision for him over Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley.
Oh, and they're bringing out the tape. They're taping that young man's nose. Man, I don't know how they breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally wrapping the tape around his head to cover his nostrils so that his nose won't bleed.
I'm sure it's no obstruction to his wrestling, right?
No.
So we're done on mat 3 and 4. Got a couple left here on 1 and 2. 2:85, end of the first period. Hallbettel of Montour and Rush of Cannon Mack scoreless.
Well, we are back underway now. 12-3, Owen Berezne of Moon leading over Nate Reed of Blackhawk with 1:20 to go in the match.
A Rush starts on top for this second period. Allbattle trying to get up. Rush doing a nice job of wrapping him up and keeping him down. Now Rush gets to his feet. It's back on top of Allbattle. Now they added all these college scoring rules, but still no ride time in high school wrestling.
That has been heavily negotiated, but high school hasn't given in yet. We now have a one-point escape for Nate Reed. And that'll make the score 12-4, Berezne.
Rush just not letting Allbattle up. 1 minute remaining, second period for the two big men. They both get to their feet now, and they'll go to bounce. Back to the middle they go at 285. Allbattle down below. Rush steps over top of him. Allbattle will try to turn to the right, but shoved by Rush to keep him down there.
That'll do it down here on mat number one. Your final 189-pound consolation action. Owen Berezne of Moon Area is your winner, 12-4 over Nate Reed of Blackhawk.
Owen Rush ripping Allbattle back to the mat. He's done everything he can to get up. Owen Rush just riding it out here this whole second period.
On top of them taping the boy's nose, he wrestles with a mouthpiece.
Wow, you're supposed to breathe.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Oh, now good positioning by Allbattle. For a moment there, Rush turns him on his back, and before anything can really transpire, the second period comes to an end. We'll have a third period for you when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Reversal for Owen Rush gives him 2 points for Cannon Mack at 285 pounds in the consolations. Gets on top of Allbattle, and just like he was in the entire second period, here he is riding on top now, but advantage to him with 2 points to none.
Well, what happens, Nate, they get in that parallel ride, and he's trying to work the arms in to bar the arms in. He doesn't move out to the side. He just lays parallel and keeps grabbing those wrists. You know, at some point, you've got to warn somebody for stalling.
Almost out of bounds here as they work towards the far side of the mat. One leg in here for Owen Rush. Keeps the clock moving. Under a minute now remaining. The last bout of the consolations, and Rush does step out. We do expect a small, half-hour break or so, and then we'll get to finals. I don't know if they'll go a full half hour if we're already at quarter after two.
Yeah, I don't know if they will either.
Escape point awarded to Allbattle. 40 seconds remaining, third period. And fighting going on. Allbattle takes a shot but goes out of bounds on the near side. Stops the clock with 32 seconds remaining, third period. Rush still leading 2-2. Go back neutral. Allbattle has not been able to make anything happen. Rush now throws him down, jumps on top of him. There's the takedown. Make that 5-2 now. Owen Rush, final 10 seconds. Allbattle took the shot, couldn't make it happen. Rush capitalized, takes him to the mat, and that's how this one's going to end. Rush will ride it out the final few, and that's it. 285 consolation. Owen Rush, your final from Cannon Mack, 5-1 over Jacob Hallbettel of Montour. That is it for the consolations. Before we get to our finals, we're going to get to our announcement here right this second. Parade of Champion is at 225. And we'll go right into the finals in third and fifth place bats. Bouts.
On that number one will be the third place bouts. And on
getting the announcements from the PA announcer.
Fifth place.
So we'll have the championship bouts on mat number two. We'll have the third place bouts near to us, and on the far side, fifth place bouts. We'll step aside here for a moment, come back, recap those consolations, tell you who's going to be in these in the first, third, and fifth place bouts when we come back on WJPA and Greensports.net.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here at South Fayette, they are going to do a parade of champions here in a few minutes. They've cleaned up one mat already. Nate Rigotti, Sam McCollum, glad to have you along here on WJPA and Greensports.net. We have the championship bouts, the third place and fifth place bouts coming up for you in just a few minutes. Sam and I have been in this balcony since about quarter after nine, and we need to step off the balcony. For a moment, I'm going to try to play for you some WJPA radio of what's happening on the FM in the meantime. We will be back for the first, third, and fifth place bouts from South Fayette in just a little bit. I'm excited, Sam. I'm excited for some good wrestling.
Oh, I am. The finals should be outstanding. We've seen some good wrestling today, better than I expected, to tell you the truth. It's really been good. Finals should be great.
Excited to have it for you. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. From South Fayette.